Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Making his first visit to Massachusetts as a Democratic presidential candidate last night, Beto O'Rourke made a pitch for sweeping gun control and immigration reform. Former Texas congressman spoke at campaign events in Roxbury and at Tufts University, where WBUR's Anthony Brooks caught up with him.
After almost knocking off Senator Ted Cruz in deep red Texas in 2016, Beto O'Rourke was seen as a rising star in the Democratic Party. But as a presidential candidate, he struggled to break out of a crowded field, consistently polling in the low single digits. But at Tufts last night, he had the stage to himself and an enthusiastic audience of college students.
And so I'm showing up for you today, looking forward to listening to you and hearing your questions. Thank you very much.
O'Rourke presents himself as the antidote to President Trump and his wall, embracing his native El Paso, the border city defined by its proximity to Mexico. He says it's one of the safest cities in the country, not despite, but because of its immigrants. But he says lately, it's also been a target of racist hate.
But a racism in the modern era that had never been given so much license, never welcomed into the open as it has been by this president, who calls Mexican immigrants like those with whom I live in El Paso rapists and criminals. To those asylum seekers, he offered cages for their children.
And O'Rourke says August 3rd delivered the consequences of that hate. A gunman armed with an assault rifle opened fire in a Walmart in El Paso. He killed 22 people and injured 24 others. Police linked him to an anti-immigrant, anti-Hispanic, white supremacist manifesto published just before the slaughter.
Mexican Americans, Hispanics, knowing that they were hunted for their ethnicity, feeling like they have a target on their back. We cannot accept this as an act of nature.
Since the El Paso massacre, O'Rourke has put this issue at the center of his campaign, confronting the easy availability of weapons of war in America. He says it's time to pass universal background checks as well as red flag laws that allow authorities to seize guns from potentially dangerous people. And O'Rourke repeated his call to go after the millions of assault-style rifles, like the one used in El Paso, that are already on the streets.
We have to buy those AR-15s and AK-47s back. We have to mandate that, not electively, but this is a mandate that every single American who owns one of them will have to fulfill.
O'Rourke's mandatory buyback program goes farther than most of his fellow Democrats vying for the presidential nomination. But it's not clear how he could get this through a Congress that has failed again and again to pass gun control legislation, even as the mass shootings continue. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.